This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In March, Tony Hsieh, CEO of online shoe retailer Zappos, sent an email to his more than 1,400 employees. The message began, "This is a long email. Please take 30 minutes to read it through in its entirety." Gulp. Zappos already had a reputation for unconventional workplace culture, and a few years earlier had introduced a management system called Holacracy. But the March email went a step further. As of April 30th, Zappos would be shedding all people managers, as he put it, inside of the company. Roger Hodge is an author and national editor at The Intercept. He recently wrote about Zappos in an article for The New Republic, calling it, "First, let's get rid of all the bosses." Hello, Roger.
Hello.
What happened when Hsieh announced that there would no longer be managers? How did employees respond?
It went off like a bomb. People were just sort of confused and frankly terrified. Although at Zappos, the culture is relentlessly and sort of coercively positive. So people are always laughing, always smiling, always giving high fives and hugs. And so suddenly everyone kind of freaked out and started finding quiet corners where they could talk about what it would mean because no one really understood it.
So suddenly people were no longer managers. Did they keep their jobs?
They did keep their jobs. The deal was that they had until the end of the year. Well, first they had until the end of April to decide whether they were going to stay with the company or take an offer, which would be a severance package. If managers chose to stay, they would have to reinvent their role at the company by the end of the year. So, and they would keep their salary until the end of the year.
I get that was my next question. When letting go of management layers, it's often a strategy to pay out less in salaries. Is this a way for Zappos to save money or something else at play?
I don't think it's a way to save money because it's incredibly expensive to do this, both in terms of just the mayhem that it causes and having to replace talented individuals who have very specific technical roles in a tech company.
What does getting rid of managers mean for compensation or for human resources or figuring out vacation time? You know, all of those kind of things that managers do for employees.
Exactly. That was all very much to be determined. The ideal was to make everyone at Zappos act like an entrepreneur, to make everyone creative, to make everyone self-organizing on the road to teal, because this is part of a color-coded evolution of human consciousness. Tony Hsieh, everyone calls him Tony, was very much committed to becoming teal, to becoming a teal company.
Okay, and wait. I need to stop you at teal. What does that mean, becoming a teal company? Not a green company, not a blue company, but teal?
This was all based on a book that they read called Reinventing Organizations by a Belgian management theorist named Frederick Laloux. And he has this whole color-coded evolution. It goes from reactive red, which is like bands of fighters, warlords, to amber organizations, which are like the Catholic Church, to orange organizations, which are more like innovative modern corporations, to green organizations, which are more like Ben and Jerry's or Patagonia, these innovative, touchy-feely, and socially responsible management styles. And teal is a shade of green, you notice. It's something beyond green, in which there are no people managers, everyone's self-organizing and creative all the time. Well, the problem is most people in a corporation don't know how to do that. And anybody who's ever worked with a good manager knows how freeing that is. Having a good manager frees you from having to worry about things like how much you're going to get paid, whether the whims of distant executives will make your life miserable, and lets you get on with your job. And so that's what everybody was freaked out about. Everybody was freaked out about, how am I going to get my job done when I don't know how to get things approved, when I don't know who to ask if I need something? You're going to have to figure this all out for yourselves, was what Tony was saying. And that's what's been happening.
So since it's important for us to understand how the company does manage itself now, what is a holacracy?
Well, Holacracy is a very technical kind of, they call it an operating system for an organization. It was designed by a software engineer, and it's very hard to understand. You just kind of have to experience it. It's designed to refocus the way organizations are conceptualized. So instead of having a job, you have a role. Instead of having a manager, you have a lead link in a circle. And you have a circle instead of a department. And in many respects, it's just changing the language more than anything else. The real purpose is to cut through the messy interpersonal political interactions that characterize any human organization. But of course, you get it anyway, whether you're describing what you're doing in holocratic terms or in old-fashioned hierarchical terms.
Well, I was kind of trying to imagine myself inside of this holocracy, you know, rather than the pyramid structure and these kind of concentric circles with overlapping node structure. And I would think that you'd be spending an awful lot of time thinking about where your place was in this structure and what was happening. You'd be managing the circle, so to speak. So wouldn't that
Exactly.
take a lot of work?
It does. It takes a lot of time. And that was the most common complaint. And there are a lot of people that are very unhappy about Holacracy. They think it's too much focus on process. And everybody's spending half their time defining what their job is, what their role is. All of this is going on, meanwhile, while the tech company has been consumed with a massive transference of their whole infrastructure from their own servers to the Amazon servers, because Zappos is owned by Amazon. Mm-hmm. And so this is interrupting this huge project and causing all kinds of chaos in the tech department. I interviewed the head of that project, and he said, well, you know, I have this concept called executive interruption. I never dreamed I would have executive interruption on this scale. So it's interesting. I never could really get a clear reason why all this was introduced the way it was or when it was. I really think that this is just a reflection of Tony Hsieh's personality. He gets bored and he turns everything upside down and he likes to see what will happen.
Wow. Well, I'm speaking with Roger Hodge. He's national editor at The Intercept and wrote about the online shoe retailer Zappos unconventional experiment in office culture. He wrote that article for The New Republic. Okay, so you visited there. Obviously, you've seen Holacracy in action. And you talked to them early on when there was a lot of confusion. But how about in September? Had they figured out some of these issues, like compensation, for example, a biggie?
They have moved in the direction of figuring these things out. They've decided that compensation is going to be based on earning badges, like in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. And so you earn badges, you have to design badges based on your own particular workplace adventure, as they call it. And so you earn these badges and you get them approved, and then you design them and you come up with how they're going to look and maybe you print them out. So that's how you, if you want to get a raise, you have to earn a badge. And since all of this is just being invented now, you have to invent your own career path. So you're going to spend a lot of time thinking about these things. And I interviewed a former HR manager named Tammy Williams, and she described that, you know, that this is a lot of overhead. This is something that was traditionally done by professionals who would research what someone's salary ought to be based on their value on the job market. There were pre-existing career paths that people would go through, and that's all gone now. And in Holacracy, you can't be fired by your lead link, but you can be removed from your role. And if you're removed from more than 50% of your roles, you go to some place, a conceptual place called the beach. If you get beached, you're in trouble. The clock is ticking.
You have to explain this beach thing because it is such a, I don't know, Lord of the Flies kind of metaphor. What is the beach?
The beach is where you are. It's kind of like a holding pen or a kill room. it's the circle you're in if you have no other role. And so what your job is, if you're on the beach, is to come up with a new role for yourself. And if you can't get a new role, then you're going to be fired.
How do you get sent to the beach?
If you have been removed from your main role by your lead link, and more than 50% of your people points are not allocated. This is a currency they've invented called people points. if more than 50% of your people points are not assigned to a particular role, you're on the beach.
It really does sound like this is the gamification of work.
It is, in a sense. And I think it's a very fun place to work. It's very festive. There are balloons everywhere and stuffed animals, and everyone is, you know, wearing sneakers and T-shirts, and there are lots of tattoos and fanciful body augmentations. It's actually great fun to be there as a visitor. And Tony Hsieh is a very nice person. Everyone's very nice, but it's frankly, I think for a lot of people, would be terrifying.
Well, I wondered about that. If you can get an authentic sense of what it's like for employees there as a journalist, you know, when it's part of the code of behavior to be relentlessly enthusiastic, I think is how you put it. Mm-hmm.
And I spent many hours interviewing different employees, and some of them were just very, very, very positive about the whole thing and thought that all the changes were good and it was going to be just wonderful. But there were some very critical people, and, you know, several hundred people took the offer, not just managers, and left the company. I think if I were a web designer or a professional merchandise buyer, I would be a little skeptical about joining a company that's in continuous organizational flux. And I think they're going to have some recruitment problems going forward.
How about other companies? Are they following Leloo's lead or doing this kind of Zappos model of going holacracy or teal?
Yes, there are companies that you could describe as teal that Leloo describes in his book in a sort of case study manner. They're often smaller. They're often more tech-oriented even than Zappos. But no one quite so large as Zappos has embraced both the ideas of teal and holacracy. Holacracy is almost always something that is used by small teams.
Well, I guess Zappos is trumpeting their workplace culture through workshops for other organizations. This is when they're not quite 6 months into this experiment, which seems a little young and a little bit of bravado. What do you think?
Well, they've been selling their culture for years. And what all of these changes have done is interrupt their model for selling their culture, because now their culture, no one really knows what their culture is. And Zappos doesn't really know what its culture is going to be under this model. So that might be a problem for that particular business.
Roger Hodge, a fascinating look at Zappo World. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Roger Hodge is an author and a journalist and currently national editor at Intercept. You'll find a link to his article for The New Republic, which is called First, We Get Rid of All the Bosses. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org.